Welcome. You are about to take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Bouffet on the Love by Intuition show. For the next hour, allow her to prepare you in becoming a magnet for a profound love-infused relationship by identifying and focusing on solutions through love. Awaken the light within and let your essence shine. And now, here's Deborah Bouffet on Love by Intuition, all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Welcome, everyone. Bonjour, mes amis. And yes, I am Deborah Bouffet, founder, owner of the Dream Vision 7 radio network, the Kids for Love project and radio show, which is thriving, and then the Love by Intuition show, which, in fact, is how this all started with radio many years ago. We have a great show for you today, as always, and whether it's today, tonight, or tomorrow, you're listening to an amazing production. It's Dream Vision 7 radio here at 1510 AM WMEX Boston. Be sure to check out the show and all our other glorious hosts. I should mention the Love by Intuition is heard on our own station Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. Eastern Time. And you can have a full schedule. And I would like to mention, too, we have some new promotions for authors. So check that out. You go on Dream Visions, all one word with an S on the end, the number 7radio.com. Our topic tonight is creating an abundant life, a journey to self-love. And I have with me Jana Andrea Tuttle. She is the president of her company, Andrea's Wellness Center. She is a number of many talents, an author of Celestial Marriage Reflections on Love and Faith. She has created CDs for affirmations and relaxation. She also teaches wellness classes on women's health, pain management, aroma touch technique, and emotional health, and a life coach, all of that wrapped up in a beautiful bundle, I have to say. So without further ado, welcome to the show, Jana.
Thank you. What a lovely, warm welcome. Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. It's all well-deserving. And so let's get right into it about all this abundant life and journey to self-love. My guess is that that's been your journey, which has actually been my journey, my focus in finding love, what it is for myself and then to teach others. How did you wake up? When did that happen? And how did it look, you know, what did it look like back then?
Well, the thing that really helped my healing process was my divorce 13 years ago. That was a catalyst for my healing and awakening. After living in a marriage that was very unhealthy, abusive, and I was married to an alcoholic and a drug addict, and, you know, I had these beliefs, you know, as long as I did everything right, you know, things would work out, and that belief system was very harmful to me and my spirit, and when I finally had the courage to leave, I really started to heal, and instead of getting in the victim mode and trying to blame, I started to look, what was it within me that would attract this experience? And what did I need to learn from it? Because I believe that, you know, whatever we experience in life, we attract that to help us learn and grow and discover our truth. You know, even when it may seem negative, it's really just a learning experience.
Absolutely. And what gave you the courage to actually leave?
Well, there was a time my husband came home drunk, and I had this awakening, like I woke up, and it was like God was telling me, there is something more for you to experience. This is not the life. It was like, this is not my life. It was kind of how I felt, like he was calling me to something greater, something beautiful that I could experience in a relationship or in life general. We struggled a lot financially. He was self-employed, and there was a lot of, you know, financial instability. It was just really a very hard place in my life. But it was just like God was calling me to wake up, that there was something more that I could experience in life. So just that drive to follow that.
Right. Yeah, I know that story well. I mean, we all have unique pieces to it, but my first marriage was that, and so I feel what your lessons were, and it takes a lot of courage, and many times people don't have that courage for years. But I also know that when the higher God source calls, you know, and we get that feeling, we know that we have to act on it. So what were your steps? Did you struggle at the beginning to really get your steadiness, per se, in life?
Well, it took me about a year to just kind of get emotionally stable to actually leave, because I was so devastated that I knew that my marriage was over. And I had this wonderful, just loving healer, just beautiful woman. Her name was Heidi de Graffenried, and she introduced me to energy healing. And so I began to heal and let go of all of this, you know, emotion and stuff that I was going through. And it really opened up, my gifts. I started to discover that I have gifts, and that there was just a greater purpose for my life, and that gave me the strength to move on and move forward in faith and just be open to whatever was going to happen or wherever I was going to be led. So it was definitely the introduction to energy healing that helped me move forward.
Mm. And like many of us, so you started with energy healing, and then it leads you to other avenues, and one feeds the other, I find. So what came next? Did you write the book? Well, it wasn't right away that you wrote the book, correct?
It actually took me about 7 years to publish it, but I in that journey, I knew I was to write a book, like I had the message to write a book, mm-hmm. because I had questions. I was like, what, you know, I thought I did everything, you know, right to make this marriage work. And so I would turn to God and look for answers and go within, and so I could hear him. And so I would just write things down a little bit at a time. And that's really what, you know, my book, how it came about. At first, I thought I wanted to create a book about how to create a celestial marriage, because what I have in my heart, what I know is true about love and what we can experience, we all have that within us, but we have these beliefs that, you know, can limit us, and unconscious beliefs that block us from actually creating and experiencing that. And so I had the desire to write, you know, how to do that. But as the book evolved and I surrendered to the process, mm-hmm. I let it unfold to however it was meant to be. And it ended up being my inspirational thoughts, my experiences. I wrote some poems. And I added some photographs just to help people to stop, to listen, to ponder, and to discover for themselves what is true for a divine relationship and spiritual partnership. Because I feel like we all have the answers inside of us. And so something that I might, you know, feel is a divine relationship might be different for somebody else, you know, what their understanding or what their needs might be different. And so the book really was evolved into just a message of faith and reflections on love and helping the reader to go within and discover for themselves what that spiritual partnership looks like for them.
Mm-hmm. Listening to you and thinking about others, isn't it? I find it all so fascinating that we're all waking up and we're all realizing the words, sometimes the words are a little different, but we're all realizing that we are a being of love and that all the answers that we look for before we become conscious, you know, all inside. And the beauty of what happens when you go in within to find out what makes you tick, what makes you upset, what brings you pain, and then all the layers start coming off and you start feeling lighter, and it's a beautiful thing. So it's exciting to hear your journey. That and you know, you've come a long way for sure. Well, how has you know, being conscious and experiencing all these different things, how has it changed your life, Jana?
Well, I've learned to celebrate who I am as a woman, to love my body, to see beauty in all the imperfections or what I thought were imperfections, to see beauty in others, to look for the divine in others, to overlook their weaknesses or what may seem like a weakness or imperfection. It has allowed abundance in my life, financial stability. For the first time in years, it's made me a more compassionate, loving, forgiving human being. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't judge people. I think because in the work that I do, I hear so much, you know, pain and suffering, and facing my own pain and suffering helps me to have compassion and non-judgment, because we can't just look at somebody's behavior. There's usually something underneath, maybe a belief or a feeling that may be unhealthy, that's hurting them, that's causing the behavior. And so it helps me look a little bit deeper to really understand what someone might be feeling or experiencing in life instead of, you know, quickly judging.
Right, right. That's a good point. And the judging piece, you know, is always, I think, one of the most challenging, because we judge ourselves all the time. And it's learning, you know, making a pact that you're not going to do that and catch yourself and replace it with, you know, with a positive. So, yeah. So as far
as...
Go ahead.
When you said that, it takes a lot of self-mastery to recognize that, like you're saying, to catch yourself and then replace it with the positive. It requires a lot of self-mastery, and it's possible.
Absolutely. Do you think it's worth it? Do you think all the inner healing and work is worth it?
It is so worth it. There are times I wake up in the morning and there's just an abundance of love that I feel, like within me, around me, what I'm connected to. I had no idea that I could experience this. It's just too grand to express in words. That's how huge it is. So I think that all that pain and all the suffering and whatever experiences I needed to go through to help me wake up to who I am as a being of love, a being of light, a woman of God, and to open that connection more deeply to, you know, humanity and the earth and, you know, to my own soul, it is so worth it, because you just connect to that divine love that just makes your life radiant and beautiful and vibrant.
Right, right. I so agree. And even if you, what's exciting, I find, is one can wake up and just feel off a bit and maybe not very positive. And yet, because you've experienced the light and you are the light, you can call upon it. And most of the time, I'll give myself a hug and say, you know, gee, I'm going to think about the potentiality of today. What can come? What will unfold? And you can feel the excitement. You can feel the exuberance within. You get all tingly. And it's such a glorious feeling. You crave more. How about yourself?
Yes, you do. And you don't want to stay in those moments where you might, you know, feel overwhelmed or a little off. Like, it's very easy to, like, get yourself back in alignment. I know, like, you know, in the past, several years ago, you know, I'd stay in it for, like, days or even weeks, or I didn't know how to let it go or to overcome it, where now it becomes you recognize it, you acknowledge it, and then you can, you know, get into alignment of that light and that love. And so...
Right. So how do you start? How do you create this abundant life?
I think it goes with feeling like you deserve it. You know, if there's any beliefs within that are subconscious that need to be healed, that you're not worthy of it, or you're not deserving of it, or you're not, you know, even worthy of love, you know, but to me, abundance, whether it's money or friendship or, you know, good health, it's about learning to receive love and feeling deserving of it, to feel worthy of it, just being a child of God. When you have that core belief, it's easy to let it in. If you're, you know, suffering from those unconscious beliefs, you block yourself.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think people misunderstand when they say that they love themselves, what that actually means. As you said, it's to the core. It's knowing who you are and liking you with all your, you know, just as you are. Imperfections, even though we are created in perfection, but what we see as imperfection, and nobody's making us see that. We choose to see ourselves that way and others. And you can... You know, you can do the flip and see the beauty in everything, and it just lifts you up. And there's so much to. It's hard, as you said earlier, to find the words to articulate exactly how glorious one can feel in that space.
Yeah, it is. But I can tell just by your words, you know, you experienced it. And it is beautiful when you, and like you said, we find it within ourselves first.
Right.
And then we can see it in others and in everything. And so really living abundantly is going within and discovering that beautiful soul that is there and that is perfect. I mean, I had an experience that really changed my life. I had gone to this, gemstone workshop, and there was a gentleman that we, you know, had a connection with, and there's something that happened that really just deeply hurt me. And I remember going in the woods just to, like, get away from the event and just kind of just be with myself. And the sun came through the trees, and I just had this moment where I could feel my own perfection in that moment.
Yeah.
And it really changed my understanding, because in our world we hear, oh, well, I'm not perfect, and this and that, and, you know, looking at all these faults. But when we are in the moment, we can experience that part of us that is perfect, that And so those moments, so perfection and being perfect has a different understanding for me, because I know that that is possible, that in the present moment, we can experience our perfection.
Absolutely. Well, we're coming up on a break in a few 30 seconds or so. And for everyone out there, I'd like to put out the numbers to call in. Pete is in the house. And if you'd like to call and ask Jonna or I a question, the numbers here are 617-237-1234 or 866-338-9663. We'll be back in a moment.
Experience a different yet profound healing with Reconnective Healing. Includes yet expands beyond any and all known forms of energy healing. The Reconnective Healing Spectrum is comprised of the full healing and evolutionary continuum of energy, light, and information. It allows for healings that are not just physical, not just mental, not just emotional, yet go beyond that to bring healing that includes the evolution of your very being and essence. Deborah Beauvais, trained and certified by world-renowned Dr. Eric Pearl, offers appointment hours at Seekonk Family Chiropractic in Seekonk, Massachusetts. For questions or to set up both distance or local sessions, call Deborah at 508-431-1959. Again, 508-431-1959. Or go to lovebyintuition.com. That's lovebyintuition.com.
The Dream Vision 7 Radio Network presents Kids for Love. It's a project, a mission, and a radio show. Come join Deborah Beauvais and her young co-hosts every second Sunday at 6 p.m. as we celebrate kids making a difference. We invite other kids to join in for the spirited conversation filled with creative ideas and possibilities to start their own mission. Let's raise the bar together and cultivate a kinder world by getting inspired to help others in need. Kids for Love Project. Celebrating kids that empower others. That's every second Sunday at 6 p.m.
Join us every second Sunday at 7 p.m. for Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano, where we explore the mysteries, meaning, and sometimes madness of life. Let's figure out together the ways we're meant to serve and become the fullest expressions of our most authentic selves. Let's figure out together how to create lives of balance, abundance, and joy. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Do you wish to have inner peace while living in challenging times? Are you unhappy and don't know why? Life consists of either a path of love or fear. When we choose a path of love, we learn and grow. If we choose a path of fear, we stay stuck in negativity. The time is now to heal ourselves and the world by choosing a different way, through the path to your power, your inner light. You will find self-love and experience amazing changes. You can have inner peace, wonderful relationships, good health, and a flow of abundance. Complete the circle of illuminating love using our tools and learn how to retain your power throughout life. To learn more about the path to your power and the Divine Love Within consultations, call Deborah Beauvais at 508-226-1723 or go to lovebyintuition.com.
Invite the Kids for Love Project, an enrichment program, into your school, classroom, or wellness center. Kids for Love Project is focused on teaching kids unconditional love for self and others. The project is a journey into self-discovery. It consists of fun, creative tools to learn self-love, like I choose love, I am love, I stand in love, and utilizing one's energies with reconnective healing and tuning into one's intuition for inner guidance, plus connecting to our natural surroundings. Kids who hold love for self do not bully or harm others. Let's cultivate a kinder world that holds compassion for all. Teaching the power of love to our kids is the way. To learn more or to bring Kids for Love Project to your school, contact Deborah Beauvais, 508-226-1723. That's 508-226-1723. Or go to our Kids for Love Project on Facebook.
And we are back, and I'd like to give the numbers out again. Pete is in the house, and don't be shy. You can call in. We have Jonna, Andrea Tuttle, and the numbers here, 617-237-1234, toll-free 866-338-9663. Now, Jonna also offers coaching packages, and she has been doing all kinds of workshops and sessions, even through Skype, because she's on the West Coast and or towards there, Mountain Time. So you can do the sessions right through Skype or telephone, right?
Yeah.
And we should mention that you have your own radio show, Celestial Living, on Blog Talk Radio. And I had the honor to join you there. And that's on our guest appearances under Love by Intuition archives. And that's just going on Dream Visions, all one word with an S on the end, the number 7radio.com. And follow us on Facebook and Twitter and Pinterest. We've got a wonderful quote for the day on Pinterest. But anyway, back to you, Jonna. Share with the listeners about these different sessions that you have.
Well, I like to do packages now because I think people get better results, and so I've got a couple of programs right now that I offer. One is called Abundant Living, and that is a six-week program where I share the tools that have worked to manifest in my life. I've done so many things, and so many things haven't worked, and there's things that I've discovered have worked. And so all those tools you get in that program, the Abundant Living Program. And that currently is $497 right now. But after June 15, it will go up to $897. So the price is special for your listeners if they're interested at this time. I also have another program that's called Discover Your Soul's Purpose. And so we go into depth of really clearing out all limiting beliefs, and so you can live your purpose and discover what that is and live it with passion and help you move forward in that direction.
Mm, very nice. And to get a hold of Andrea, Jonna, I'm sorry, it's Andrea's with an S, andreaswellnesscenter.com, just as it sounds, andreaswellnesscenter.com. So give us some tidbits on your perspective or what you found on your journey for bringing in the self-love. Did you, like, for example, one of the things I started doing is looking in the mirror and just looking into my eyes, and now everybody talks about saying I love you or I like you, that kind of a thing. What did you, and I mean, there's many things that I've done, as you said, and tried, but what are some of the things that have worked for you?
Oh, I love that. What you shared, I do that as well. I find that to be very, very powerful, is to look in your own eyes and actually see your own soul, see who you really are.
Right.
Because we can get so much in your head, or, you know, we can get into our head and where the negative beliefs are, but when you actually connect and see your own soul, because the eyes are the window of the soul, that's when you start to see that perfection and that beauty. And there's been so many times where I've looked in the mirror and I have just felt awe and an honor of my own journey, of everything that I've been through. And so it's very essential to look into your own eyes to capture that. You know, saying affirmations in the mirror are very powerful. I have an affirmation CD that I listen to in the morning, you know, and then I listen to some really beautiful music because that nurtures my soul. I think finding those things that really nurture us and feed our soul brings us to the self-love. Another thing is nature. I love being in nature, connecting to nature. That just really helps me connect to my soul so I can get to that love and get out of, you know, my head and my thoughts. And
I'm so glad that you mentioned the different things to please yourself or surround yourself, because I've been doing more of that. Sometimes we're so focused on serving and helping others, we forget about ourselves. So one of the things I kind of cracks me up, I used to wear this perfume years ago and just loved it and stopped purchasing it. There were other things at that time that the sacred money needed to go to. And so not too long ago, I bought that perfume. And I, even if I'm here and not going anywhere, I spray it because it's all citrus, you know, lime and citrus. And I just love that smell. And it takes me somewhere. And I allow it to take me somewhere. You know, you stop and just hesitate for a few minutes and be in that. In that space. One of the other things is the moisturizer that I use. It smells like the beach to me. And so when I'm putting it on my face, I'm taking that moment to smell that scent. So these are things that only takes minutes, but you're conscious in the moment of smelling the scents, feeling how you feel, and it's nurturing yourself. That's it in a nutshell. You're nurturing your soul. So I'm sure you have your own, Jana.
Yes, I love what you shared. That's beautiful examples, you know, and I think our homes, too, just creating beauty in my home. And, you know, I love to decorate and organize and you know, like you're saying, be in the present. Like if I'm in the kitchen and I'm making a smoothie, I'm being present with, you know, my, you know, feeling the spinach and being grateful that I have this healthy organic spinach and bananas and to make this delicious drink, you know, just being present with everything and being, you know, feeling that connection with everything and gratitude for everything is very nurturing.
Right. I've talked so much about gratitude, and I'll continue because from the different things that I've learned, I have, you know, the surrender and all that. But when I got to the gratitude, the deepest part of gratitude, you know, it fills me up with those goosebumps. So, you know, sitting there for a moment and seeing what you're in gratitude for, it's the basics. It's the basics. It's your family. It's the kids. It's, you know, your surroundings, a refrigerator with food in it, a refrigerator. Some people don't have a refrigerator, you know, and when you look from that perspective, you you have more understanding, more compassion for others. And that's how what I've found is that's how the abundance comes, when you sit in that gratitude for everything as is, just the way it is. And I feel as though you have learned that as well.
Yes, because there's nothing lacking when you are in gratitude. You're grateful for everything in the moment. You're not looking at what you don't have.
Right.
And you're receiving what you have in that moment abundantly, and then it's added upon. So
right. And it's a little different what we're speaking of. It's not like, because I've been there, oh, please, God, I really, you know, thank you very much. I really love this, but can I have this? You know, I'm so happy with my home, but can I have this now? Can we fix that? And it's learning to just be with what is, and feeling the gratitude, and letting it be without saying, oh, please, please, please.
Yeah. But it's, yeah, and it's good that we want to expand. We're always going to have that desire as human beings to expand and increase, and but being in gratitude.
That's a good point. That's a good point. So, let me give out your web address again. It's andreaswellnesscenter.com. Okay, andreaswellnesscenter.com. And we'd love for anyone to call in and talk with us. We're just having a quiet, relaxing time together. And I'm trusting that everyone that listens to this, whether it's today, tomorrow, or next month, whenever that is, that you're feeling the energy and the love that we're radiating here on the Love by Intuition show. So we'll be back in a moment. Don't go away.
Take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Beauvais on the Love by Intuition show, Sundays 9 to 10 p.m. Our message is love in the purest form. The light within us all is a guide to recall our beginning, to learn to love self and humankind, to feel the higher power of our own divinity. To attract love, one needs to be love. Sunday 9 to 10 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Join Dr. Bernie Siegel on Mind Health Matters every first Sunday at 8 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network. Bernie will draw from his inspirational personal journey, offering us special nuggets of his sacred wisdom. Listen in as Bernie reminds us to be fully engaged in life.
Do you wish to have inner peace while living in challenging times? Are you unhappy and don't know why? Life consists of either a path of love or fear. When we choose a path of love, we learn and grow. If we choose a path of fear, we stay stuck in negativity. The time is now to heal ourselves and the world by choosing a different way. Through the path to your power, your inner light, you will find self-love and experience amazing changes. You can have inner peace, wonderful relationships, good health, and a flow of abundance. Complete the circle of illuminating love using our tools and learn how to retain your power throughout life. To learn more about the path to your power and the Divine Love Within consultations, call Deborah Beauvais at 508-226-1723 or go to lovebyintuition.com.
Join us on Creating a Spirited Life with Janet Kesenick the third Sunday of every month at 8 p.m. We'll explore the day-to-day moments that puzzle, enlighten, and bring us into deeper connection with our best selves. Find meaning, purpose, and humor while creating a spirited life. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
The goal of the Jesse Lewis Choose Love Foundation is to cultivate a more peaceful world by creating awareness that we can choose love. By providing tools for our children and communities, we can enable them to develop a healthy level of optimism that leads to resilience. Our mission is to give people the understanding that they can choose love by living a life with gratitude, having the ability to forgive, and to be compassionate. This is a proactive effort towards mental health that'll provide children and adults with the perspective and wisdom they need to be able to navigate through life in a happy, fulfilled, and meaningful way. Our website is jessielewischooselove.org.
Experience a different yet profound healing with Reconnective Healing. includes yet expands beyond any and all known forms of energy healing. The Reconnective Healing Spectrum is comprised of the full healing and evolutionary continuum of energy, light, and information. It allows for healings that are not just physical, not just mental, not just emotional, yet go beyond that to bring healing that includes the evolution of your very being and essence. Deborah Beauvais, trained and certified by world-renowned Dr. Eric Pearl, offers appointment hours at Seekonk Family Chiropractic in Seekonk, Massachusetts. For questions or to set up both distance or local sessions, call Deborah at 508-431-1959. Again, 508-431-1959. Or go to lovebyintuition.com. That's lovebyintuition.com.
We never went anywhere, but now we're back. And it's 617-237-1234. 617-237-1234. I'd like to, because it's right in front of me, Jana has written a number of poems, but there's one, and it's for women, and but it's for everyone, but I'm thinking of women, even that young five-year-old, that, I mean, women are powerful. We all are. So here it is. You are intelligent. You are mother of creation. Your soul is powerful. You are beautiful, virtuous, and pure. Your heart is filled with light. Your spirit radiates peace and joy. Your essence is love, truth, and grace. Your love is eternal. You are a woman of eternity, a daughter of God. I just love that. I got the little goosebumps. So thank you, Jana, for that.
Oh, you're welcome. I was almost getting emotional when you read my words to me. It felt very...
Yeah, I bet that is something to... You know, whether it would be an article or a book, you know, to have someone read it and you actually created it, it must be such a, you know, an honoring feeling.
It was very beautiful. Thank you for reading that to me. And it brought me back to the moment that I experienced that and wrote it. That's what I was feeling in the moment. And so it's just beautiful. I feel so blessed to have you share that on the radio.
Thank you. And we're blessed. And that's what love is about, and caring for each other is lifting everybody up. You know, I think back in the day, and everyone does it, and I own it, back in the day before I was conscious, you know, you might feel a little twinge because you see someone doing so well, and why aren't I doing well, you'd think. And then you realize that's not the way it is. That's not the way of love. And that's all part of the journey of self-love, because when you lift everyone else up, you're lifting yourself as well. And when you change your thoughts to, you know, oh my gosh, isn't that amazing that that has happened to her? And then what happens is more exciting miracles happen for you. And just turning that switch. So I hope people think about that, because, you know, a lot of people are still in that space of, you know, oh, look at her kind of thing. Which brings me to relationships, more of your book, Celestial Marriage Reflections on Love and Faith. You know, What does love really mean to you when it comes to a relationship, Jana?
What I feel in my soul and what I've discovered to be true is that it's a spiritual partnership. Love feels free. It's not manipulative. It's not. It's being able to be vulnerable with that person and feel safe. It's, you know, allowing things to be exposed if they need to be healed without judgment. You know, and I talk a lot about that in my book, of what, you know, a real divine spiritual partnership feels like, and that we're all capable of that. That divine love between, you know, Heavenly Mother and Heavenly Father, that masculine, feminine, that is all within us. You know, we have that divine love that that we can connect in a healthy way instead of connecting through fear and anger and hurt. So that's, you know, some of the things that I am feeling right now to share.
Thank you. And you mentioned manipulation, and in a sense, we've all done that in relationships, trying to fix someone, you know, trying to make them who we think they should be. But when you become conscious, you know, you allow them to be exactly the way they are. And, you know, and then, you know, celebrate the different thoughts, the different things. I'd like to think gone are the days where someone nitpicks or nitpicks each other constantly. You know, celebrate the things that, you know, the little things that would bother someone, if you know what I mean.
That's so good. I'm glad you brought that up, because it does take effort to, you know, focus on the good and to celebrate the good in each other. Because what you focus on will grow. And if you're nitpicking and always, you know, bringing that person down, well, that person doesn't have that loving space to actually evolve and grow and be nurtured. And I think love really nurtures us and lifts us and is understanding and you know, not judgmental. And, you know, I know that I have to make a conscious choice. If I'm in a relationship with a man, I consciously choose to look at his divinity. No, because if I focus on all the things that irritate me, then I'm, you know, just going to be upset. And another thing too is if they might be behaving in a certain way, we need to look at ourselves and see if there's something that's triggering within us. That's right. You know, our stuff, and we need to always constantly look at ourselves and be accountable for our own thoughts and our own feelings. And when we are, there's such a freer space to connect through divine love instead of the fear and the hurt and the manipulation. Right. And we have to love ourselves. If we don't love ourselves and accept ourselves, it's very difficult to do that for someone else.
Right. That is really key. You know, if we're unhappy with who we are and constantly criticizing ourselves and our head with our thoughts, then we're not in the space that we're speaking of right now. We're in a different kind of space of, you know, pulling yourself apart, pulling whoever's around you apart, and that's not a conscious relationship. You know, one of the most important things that I believe is listening and understanding, saying, I understand, and truly understanding someone else's perspective, because we don't, even a partner, you're not going to agree on, you know, everything all the time. So it's understanding their perspective and allowing them to have theirs, because they're allowing you to have your perspective. You know, I think it's exciting to have that kind of relationship, because you grow with each other in a healthy way.
Yes, and that's essential, what you said, is to really understand, because when someone expresses their thoughts or their feelings, that's their truth in the moment.
Right.
And really honoring that and listening and letting them be in their body and experience that thought and that feeling and in a safe, loving space, to me, is very essential.
Right. And I think when you're in that space, you know, if someone has said something that might be, you know, a little hurtful, it gives them an opportunity to feel safe enough to say, whether it's then or a half hour from now, saying, you know what, I didn't really mean it in that respect, but it came out that way. It wasn't my intention to hurt your feelings. And just that, just saying that when something, you know, when you have a little glitch going on, and then it just smooths it out and it dissipates, and now you're in the, you know, you're moving with the flow. And if you could do that with everyone, imagine that. Imagine.
I know.
All of us.
So fill this planet with love.
Yes, yes, that's it. And you can feel it, you know, it's tangible. You can feel love because we are love, and that's our goal, is to have everyone awaken to that and find their way. Everybody's got to find their own way. So what would you say, you know, about, we've got a few minutes left, about the book, about relationships. I know it's inspiring. How would you say it could change someone's life, open them up?
Oh, yes. I think it would, you know, definitely when you're sharing thoughts of spiritual awakening and a conscious relationship, and if someone hasn't experienced that already, or maybe they are in the process or have, they could still expand on that. It really just helps you get present and open up your awareness to new thoughts and new ways that are loving and compassionate to connect to another human being. So
absolutely.
I think people really enjoy it.
Yes, well, we have to end the show, but our love will continue, right, Jana?
Yes.
That energy will continue. And so is there another way to get a hold of you, or is everything that anyone would need, is it right on your website?
It's right on my website, andreaswellnesscenter.com, or they can send me an email at andreaswellnesscenter.com.
Okay.
At gmail.com.
Is it Andrea versus Andrea?
Either way.
Okay, good.
You know, Andrea.
All right. And the book is called Celestial Marriage Reflections on Love and Faith. And look for it. It'll be on the Dream Vision 7 radio, Books We Adore, as well. All right, Jana. Thank you so much for coming on the show. And everyone, it'll be, to pass it on to others, it'll be Tuesday and Friday, that the show that you're listening right now will be Tuesday and Friday, 6 a.m. and 6 p.m., and then other guests throughout the week. So I enjoyed this tremendously. Until the next time, everyone, hold the love that you have within. Hold it and cultivate it and allow it to expand so it touches everything around you, and then it'll come right back and touch you. All right. Until the next time, au revoir.
Are you seeking a clearer path to love? Then tune in to the Love by Intuition show next week. All designed to your highest good. To contact Deborah Buffet, owner of Empowered Connections, call her at 508-226-1723. That's 508-226-1723. Or link on to lovebyintuition.com. Remember, we are all one, and we are all part of the miracle of love.